All right, ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one. Damn, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
I gotta light it and then do the puffy. Why, hello there.
We're back.
And we're back. You don't like it?
It's very lonial.
So Caroline and I are smoking out of a ceramic pipe right now.
You guys are like Mark Twain.
I don't think it is, what's the word, meant for weed, but we put weed in it.
I looked it up. They said long answer short. Yes,
short
you can smoke.
Long. That was a short answer long.
A short answer long.
That was a short answer long. That's what you know. Well, anywho, welcome to Colonial Williamsburg, where we got these pipes. It's that time of the week. Hey, everyone. Your girl, Maddie, is in the building.
Stuart is in the building.
We got Ashlyn and Stuart here, and we got Caroline over here. Thank you for watering. Okay, so I started blonde last night. I didn't know there was so much abortion.
It's all about the abortion.
Every other scene, there's a floating baby.
There's a fetus. A talking. Did you get to the talking part?
I just had to clear my palate after watching The Watcher. Yeah. And it turns out blonde wasn't it.
No.
A lot of people. I liked blonde. A lot of people didn't. I'm not going to say my official statement on the air live.
I have to watch it still.
I haven't watched it.
I would love to hear your thoughts.
So my question before about blonde is, Ana de Armas, does she have an accent IRL?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I didn't think her Spanish accent was bad, but a lot of people said it was.
So in the movie, what's that supposed to be?
It's like Marilyn's voice, how she talked like this.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I was getting confused because her accent was floating back and forth between.
Well, and it also floats. This is so funny. My gay friend was like, it kept switching. It switches between color and black and white.
I know. What was
and
that
And he
about?
Was high and he was like, I'm so confused.
I can't see color anymore.
He goes, it confused me when it switched back and forth.
You can't do that to someone who's high. Once you have color and then you don't.
Like, don't worry, darling.
Yeah.
Watching the black and white was confusing. Why did they do that?
It's like an artistic choice.
And that was her in acting class, right?
Is it flashbacks?
It was just her in an acting class, you know, Norma Jean doing a thing. So I watched Blonde and then I watched all of The Watcher.
Norma Jean's gone.
Yeah, I watched all of The Watcher and Luckiest Girl Alive. Anyway, let's keep it moving.
Talking about watching dark stuff, you're just like, I need something dark.
Me and Ashlyn are on our House of Dragon bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with that shit. I only do thrillers. It's like an itch that I need to scratch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like solving that fucking mystery.
Yeah.
After, you know, it's like, you know, trying to figure out why a guy ghosted you. I think that's why I like thrillers so much.
You're like,
much.
Why did he do that?
Because that's me. After a guy ghosts me, I'm in my room with like red lines between photos. And I'm like, okay, this night he said I drink beer weirdly.
Yeah, I saw all the photos and the lines in your room. I was wondering what that was.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think this is the day that he took me off the pedestal and stopped seeing me as a human.
Anywho, thank you guys for coming out to shows. The last couple weeks I was with Theo, Vaughn, Bert Kreischer. I was at Skankfest this weekend. I'm going to talk about it a little bit later in our second segment, but I got fucked the fuck up. That's my only update every time I leave town, is I got fucked the fuck up. But I did drugs on drugs, and I feel fine now.
That's good.
Although my racing thoughts have been spiking the last few days, but I think it's just fatigue.
It's just all coming out.
Right.
Yeah. And you had too much like dopamine coming out at once.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah.
Because I was like on cloud nine.
When I used to take Molly, to me, Molly wasn't worth the
come down.
Yeah, the come down was so depressing. It was like everything was black and white. It was like everything was colored.
The first time I did Molly, I was dog sitting, and the next day, I literally couldn't leave. They had a nice house with a doorman, and I was scared of the doorman, so I couldn't leave and get food. So I just sat in there in the dark, shivering, starving.
Skinny. Life hacks. You want to get skinny?
Okay, Anne Frank.
Yeah. Literally Anne Frank.
In fear of the doorman.
I was scared of the doorman because of all my all the drugs. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever really done.
And I didn't do Molly ever again after that.
Yeah, I've never done it. I did shrooms this weekend. A lot of them. A little bit of and lots of heavy drinking.
Woo.
But I'll tell you one story.
What were you drinking? Like canned wine?
Like canned wine, boxed wine.
Was it sponsored?
Bud Light. Okay.
Into like really, the bar at Skankfest had like a sponsored tequila that was pretty smooth.
Oh,
like,
that's good.
He made me like a vodka soda, tasted like nothing.
Kendall Jenner,
nothing.
818.
Wait, I have to try that. I heard it's really good.
What?
The 818.
It's good.
It's good.
Kendall Jenner.
Is it vodka?
Fuck Kendall Jenner.
I was looking at photos of her. Oh. She doesn't do it for me.
I hate her.
I know that sounds like not.
Every time she comes on the Kardashians, I fast forward.
I know a lot of people do. Okay, anyway, let's move on. Before we get into topics, a couple dates coming up. Burlington, Vermont, Tampa, Florida, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Wilmington, North Carolina. Oh, the places on the you'll page. Go. Tampa, Florida. Did I say that? Toronto, day after American Thanksgiving, Paramount Theater. So come out, MaddieSmithComedy.com to get your tickets. I think that's it.
You should try to meet up with Drake when you go to Toronto.
Dude, I was actually going to go with Nelly Furtado.
Promiscuous girl.
She's from Canada.
Really?
Yeah, so if you drive like in an Uber in Toronto, the only thing the radio plays is Drake or Nelly Furtado.
And The Weeknd?
Oh yeah, The Weeknd's from Toronto.
Yeah, yeah. And Justin Bieber.
Yeah, it's mostly Drake and Nelly Furtado.
Music City.
Hits yeah. after hits.
Yeah. Yeah.
After hits.
So Caroline, what do we got going on our toppies?
Speaking of Toronto, Uber Eats will be testing out
delivering
a delivery service. Yes.
Thanks to a little app called Leafly.
Yes.
We are sponsored by Leafly.
No, we're not. I'm like, where's my check?
The minute we do, I'll be so happy.
Chiba Chews, an ounce of hope. But, you know, I have an ounce of hope that we'll get a Chiba Chew of something awesome pretty soon.
So stick that in your pipe.
So, yeah, Toronto's delivering weed. Let's fucking do it. I mean, we only just found out about GoPuff, and my accounts have been slithering away thanks to the Uber Eats. I've been on Uber Eats for every meal.
Yeah.
So if they add weed to that, I'm just like, why
it's over.
Just stay.
Never leave the house.
Just stay. Just have the driver stay.
Mm-hmm. That's Anne Frank.
Have the driver stay, and I'll tell him when to give me something.
He's a personal
wishes.
Driver.
Right.
Aaron
right.
Boy.
So, it's like a genie. You just rob the driver. You're like, hello, I want some weed.
Have you guys ever pulled up Uber Eats looking for something only to find it wasn't there? Like, I looked up vapes on Uber Eats.
Yeah, we did have that. You? We did that on
GoPuff. Does GoPuff have vapes?
No.
No.
Who gets vapes? Who delivers vapes?
Well, I don't know. I look everywhere in every city. No one ever has vapes. But one time I saw a comic, Rosebud Baker, tweet.
She tweeted about
that. Yeah, that
vapes.
She was at 30 Rock because she works for SNL, having vapes Uber Eats. And so every time I'm on Uber Eats, I look for a vape. Nothing.
Maybe that's probably just an exclusive. To her.
Maybe. Or maybe in that area they have that.
Yeah.
You know, it always
maybe
depends on where you are.
Lying to us.
Actually, true. Yeah. That could also be true. That could
lie.
I don't know why I believe everything I read.
Everything on Twitter, you're like, this is news, breaking news.
Wait, that's awesome for Canada, though. Mm-hmm. Get it.
You have to be 19 and sober and prove that you're sober.
How are you going to prove you're sober?
I don't know, but I can't.
Like, walk a little line?
Yeah. I don't know how. I don't think.
Don't call your ex.
Right. But I feel like if you're high trying to be sober, that is like the most horrifying. That's like a scary movie right there. I don't know. You ever try to be sober?
You can't be like drunk.
Aren't they saying drunk or no? What are they saying?
I don't know. I guess under any influence, maybe.
Oh, really?
And who's going to check that? The Uber Eats driver?
Because
like, they don't give
see
a
your
fuck.
Eyes. Yeah. Like,
let me see your eyes. Right. You're like, this is creepy. Yeah.
They're like, say the alphabet backwards. You're like, Z, Y.
I can't even do that sober. So I'm gone.
Okay, so I have a little story. One time I was 18 years old, believe it or not. 19, actually.
Believe it or not.
You were 19 before?
My grandma's birthday party was in a park. And I drank a lot of wine. And I was driving home. And I got pulled over. And the cop was like, I can smell wine on your breath.
Uh-oh.
And he gave me 2 tickets, but not for drinking. And he said, I'm going to let you go.
Thank God.
But just so you know, I can smell the wine.
I wonder how often that
white
happens.
White privilege.
I think he did make me do the alphabet, too. I remember being like, I was like, 1, 2, wait, crap. A, B.
Were you scared?
You did it the right way?
I was pretty scared. I was like, if I get in trouble, I'm fucked.
Yeah, if you got a DUI, that would suck.
Oh, game over. I would not be here right now.
Mm-hmm.
I would be a nurse in Rochester.
That's why
you got
to keep a lawyer in the group.
Yeah.
That's why.
All right. What else, Caroline?
Okay. So there in Italy, a man had to play a saxophone for his 9-hour brain surgery while he was awake.
Dude, I saw that.
And they removed the tumor. The doctor was so hot who removed the tumor.
Well, Caroline,
this article's insane.
Okay, so the guy's getting surgery in his fucking brain. I don't know why.
Because
he was removing a tumor.
He had a brain tumor. Yeah.
And so he was like, the last thing I can lose is my musical ability.
Yeah, and that's how they were catering the surgery to
him. And the brain surgeon was like, well, it's good if you play because it means that
you're gonna have to play for us. Yeah. For nine
so he played
hours.
For 9 hours, and he played
during
what?
The surgery.
Yeah,
he played
while
he
they
was
were
the surgery?
Slicing his brain
in his
apart.
Brain?
He was like.
I feel like you would blow, and part of your brain would kind of pop out. Like
right, no. Oh my god.
Part of my brain pops out every time I give a blow.
Brain fart, literally.
My brain's just coming out my ear. I'm like,
it's so true. Wouldn't there be sputtering of membrane coming out of there?
That's what I would think.
I don't think that's how it works. I think there's
you think it's all connected?
You think it's all respiratory and
not
the brain
her.
Is
she
not
went to skank fest. The brain is not connected
to anything.
Well,
anything.
I think it's like shielded. Like your brain is
does
like
our brain not pulse?
By the head?
Is that a yeah, stupid question?
It pulses, but it's like it has like its own skin
membrane.
Kind of protecting it.
I'm getting really freaked out.
My thing is like do less. Like, can't right. we just get surgery and lay there? Now we gotta fucking play the saxophone.
Is he not knocked
like,
out?
What the fuck?
Is he not knocked out?
No, he's awake.
He's awake playing the fucking
to make sure
bone.
They keep, in certain brain surgeries, they make you stay awake because if they fuck up, you know, like they want to make sure what they're doing. It's like they push a button. It's like Ratatouille. It's like.
Oh. Right. So if he can play the saxophone the whole time, they that know that they're not hitting any weird nerves. So that's, we played for 9 hours.
They hit my weird nerve, my yeah. last nerve. Right. That pissed me off. I'm like, I just want to lay there and just do nothing. Something now they're like, oh, why don't you write a book while we fucking yeah. have brain
why don't you
surgery?
Write a book? Why don't you get a thesis?
This is me. I'm yeah. playing my. I'm getting oh my tits done. I'm just playing a recorder. My left tit is over there.
Go off, like, Squidward. Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Oh my god.
Dude, the thought of
Italy is different.
He played the Italian national anthem.
But he walked away fine. Yeah, he played I was just looking that up. I was looking up he played let's see. He played a theme song from the 1970s movie Love Story mm-hmm. and the Italian national anthem.
Like, we get it. But Italy is annoying.
But he walked away. He was out of the hospital. He was out of the hospital like a couple of days later. It was back to normal.
Ew, I hope that's scary.
I'm like, what if you fucked up right. and like didn't say anything, and then you send the kid home to his family, and like he starts acting different?
That's a I don't know. Movie. I think that's illegal. I think that's illegal. So I'm just gonna, you know, pray for the best. Surgeons are doing their thing out there. Thank you.
And I'm gonna go to sleep. Yeah.
You guys, I trust.
I want to be there.
I trust.
I want to also like wake up and speak French. You know, like you know how that happens to somebody.
No,
like,
that's not real.
That's I not wish. Real.
No way.
But Rosebud Baker said it on Twitter.
Let's go to our next topic for time's sake.
Our next topic. Bill Murray.
Uh-oh.
Were we not just talking about him?
We've been talking about him for a minute, but there's a huge Deadline article about this motherfucker.
He's fucking mean. Did you see pulled Seth Green by his ass?
He pulled Seth Green by his ankles for sitting on the arm of a chair. The boy was 9 years old. He threw him into the trash can and said,
was
trash
he 9 years
in the
old?
Yeah.
Why was he on SNL when he was nine?
He was, like
he was
a kid
a
actor.
Child actor.
He was going to play like a kid
like
in
Jared
a sketch.
Goldstein.
He's like a showbiz kid.
So Seth Green gets thrown in the trash can, runs away and cries.
Seth Roadhead.
And he came out about it now because, you know, everyone's talking about Bill Murray now.
Everyone's right? also coming about it, like Rob Schneider coming about it, talking
That's
about it.
Oh, yeah,
Schneider.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he said,
Lucy Liu.
He said Bill Murray hated the SNL cast. I'm just like,
he hated
Bill Murray
he
has
hated
been evil
Farley.
For years. Angelica Houston has been coming for him for years.
Yes.
Nobody cared because everyone wanted to put him on the Urban Outfitters t-shirts.
I know.
And
shower
now,
curtains and fucking.
He's a victim too. He's getting exploited over it. No, I'm kidding.
No.
Yes. I saw a tweet this week that says narcissists love to be fucking mean to you and then tell you they're the victim because you're mad at them.
Yeah.
That's what he did. Wow. That was supposed to be funny. It was funny. I think it was supposed to be funny. Yeah. I'm not trying to. Anyway, I think he's mentally ill. He's probably a mentally ill, evil man.
I think
man.
He's, yeah, narcissist evil.
Yeah, some people are just evil.
I just
some men are
mentally
evil.
Mentally ill.
S-M-O-E. I don't know a lot of women who are really evil, but some men are pure evil.
Yeah.
And evil women just don't work in entertainment.
Right.
Well, it's just like a total, like... Mad
I don't
man.
Know. I just feel like I keep hearing stories of these men who everyone loves mm-hmm. and behind closed doors, they're horrifying.
Dicks.
And that scares me more than someone who's just a full-time dick.
I
right
know.
In front
the
of
flip,
you.
The
yeah.
flippy floppy because mm-hmm. it's so crazy to mm-hmm. like even being in relationships with people who are so nice and they realize they're someone else. You're like, mm-hmm. how is that
scary.
Possible?
I know.
That blows my fucking mind.
Your mind like statics. It's like,
yeah, you're like, how are you? How are you able to like lie to my face?
That's what happens when you see titties.
How are you able to lie to my face? I don't, like, really don't understand that, like, And not in just, like a way that's like, oh yeah, not in like an innocent lie. You know what I mean?
I know.
They're like just genuine, good about having a mask. It's crazy. A mask. It's like Jim Carrey.
That
it's
shit's
like,
crazy.
Yeah.
But when you're like, your image is the not funny, goofy guy.
And you mean that's Jim Carrey? Weird.
Am yeah. I coming for Jim? No, like the James mask. Corden. Jim Carrey. Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I love Jim Carrey.
I was like, wait.
Yeah. No. I meant the mask.
He's probably a wackadoo too.
No, Jim Carrey.
No, Jim Carrey.
He is crazy, but I love him.
He's crazy, but Ace Ventura, he can do
no
wrong.
How does he get away with it? Maybe he's not nasty.
He doesn't really get away with it. He's like, people think he's crazy.
No, he is. I never thought he was not like unwell.
I don't even know.
He did murder that girl.
What?
No, don't say that. That's slander.
Oh, he didn't murder
Cameron
anybody.
Diaz? No, I think
Jim Curry's girlfriend died of a drug overdose, and then her parents tried to say that like it's he gave fault. Her the drugs.
That it was his fault.
I didn't know that.
Which actually I feel bad
that's
for.
Rough, actually,
that's rough.
Talk about eternal sunshine.
I don't want to not believe the dead woman, but
no, yeah, but
well, she's not talking about
She She talks to me every night. She's like, tell everyone. She's like, go on that time of the week and tell everyone what happened to me. I tried, and they keep talking about Bill Murray.
The thing about Bill Murray that gets me is like, I hate when ugly people are evil. I'm like, no, you don't get to do that.
His eyes are so fucked up. Bill Murray's
hideous.
I hate.
Wait, I always thought he was kind of hot. Though.
I don't think he's hideous.
Hello, I hate.
I couldn't shut up.
Hello,
I'm talking. I hate. When ugly people are evil. And I need to say this. I hate it.
I don't like it. Though.
I'm like, where do you get off?
I know.
You are so ugly.
How do you have the nerve?
You are a scab on society. And now you're telling, oh my God. I met a guy this weekend who met some of my friends. And he said, he was talking to a friend of his next to me. And he's like, I wasn't going to fuck. They're not for me. Like, in front of, like, about them. And then one of my friends said that he DM'd her today and said, hey, girl, like, or something like, hi, you. In front of me, he was like, nah, fuck those bitches. He was making fun of them and saying that they're ugly. Not ugly, but, like, not his type. Yeah, and then hit them up today.
No.
Evil.
No.
Is that? Well, I don't know. No, it's I'm just going off like, about men.
No, that's.
But I'm just like.
Evil takes human form.
I don't know. Maybe that's not evil, but you're just like, I don't know. I've seen more bad behavior lately than I'm. Maybe it's just I've been around a lot of men. I've been around a lot of men, but it's probably actually good because when girls only hang out with girls, men fucking trick them.
I know.
If you hang around a lot of dudes, there's a benefit being around guys, actually.
Because you know their nasty little secrets.
They turn around and they fucking talk and they talk about our pussies and they talk about our fuck. Not that I don't talk about dicks, but.
True.
I've never talked about a dick in my life.
Never. A girl doesn't.
Rewind the tape.
Cherry tomato.
A girl doesn't suck and tell. Caroline, what else? Did I just say too much just now?
No.
I'm just like, these guys are fucking.
When you're around
it's
men.
It's getting weird.
It's getting weird out there. Cancel them.
Right.
That's why I like having male friends because you learn. They like are so loose and you learn so much. Like,
you learn.
I have like. Kate is like, men are nice, and I'm like, no, they're fucking evil.
I used to be like
she
that.
She hasn't talked to a man in 40 years.
Because she's friends with gay men because she's done musical theater all her life. Right. I'm like, they're not them. It's different.
Before I started comedy, and I didn't have guy friends like ever. I was always girls.
Me too.
Started comedy doing all men. Now that I'm surrounded by men.
I can see clearly.
Yeah, literally. A bitch will tell us one story about a guy, and she's like, "But I don't know." I'm like, "We know.
I know.
We know."
Don't text him back.
Not that I didn't just get into something, but all right, Caroline, what do we got? Not that I'm constantly in.
It's not
that
in
I'm
the same
constantly
thread.
In and out of horrifying situations. But
okay, so speaking of toxic men.
James Corden!
Okay, James Corden banned and unbanned from both as well.
That was quick. He apologized 7 hours later. He's like, all right, you can come back in now.
Like, that's the smartest thing an owner can do.
I think Keith McNally felt bad because he posted. He was like, I feel bad about what I said about James Corden. On the other hand, he was rude. IDK, I'm going to black out tonight. That was his Instagram caption.
I love restaurant owners.
That's amazing.
Keith McNally is fucking amazing. Great. His Instagram's always been hilarious.
The unbanning is kind of a pussy move.
I think it's a pussy move.
Like,
I think Keith McNally doesn't care about like...
Because you're a restaurant owner and like you want...
Also press is press.
Yeah, and you want celebrities to come to you. Like if that's how big you are, you want them to come. So you like... you just kind of like showed how much power you have that you made him apologize. And then you're like, yeah, come back.
Yeah.
True. Like my restaurant owners used to always do that shit. Like they'd be like, yeah, you can ban anyone. Then they like come crawling to them.
Right.
Is it Ashy?
No, I just wanted to grab it really quick.
But that's he's my clit. That's like, what my clit is.
He was getting a little fire because he also like supports,
he supports Roman Polanski
and like Woody Allen, which I'm like, it depends, I guess, your take on it. But
speaking of saxophone,
the restaurant guy,
I don't know if he was talking about his, I'm sure he was just there, he was talking about their work separate.
I would
the
accept
person.
The apology and say, don't show up to my place ever again.
Yeah. I wouldn't go back if I were.
But this guy sounds like he's gotten wasted. He's gotten kicked out of bars. He's been banned from bars. Yeah. He's like a real
a real one.
Old school.
You know, he never went to a restaurant until he was like 16.
Wait, are we talking about Keith?
Keith McNally.
Me too. Yeah. That's called being poor.
Yeah.
I know.
Not all of us have NYPD pizza. Right.
But also, when I read this, the most shocking part was finding out that James Gordon was not gay. I still thought he was gay.
I always forget.
When they were like, his wife, like
had ordered eggs. No, because the gays hate when he plays a gay character.
No, and he plays them all the time.
He always plays
very
gay.
Good.
Right, but I like forgot he's not gay.
These are my morning affirmations. I'm awesome. The universe is on my side. James Corden is not gay. Yeah. I have to tell myself every morning because I forget.
Can I say two things really quick? Mm-hmm. First, it made me laugh that, did you guys read why he got kicked out the second, or the main... The biggest
one. There was a hair in his food.
There was a hair the first time, and then the second time.
With his wife,
the
right?
Yolk omelet.
The yolk. Yeah. Why would you request an only yolk
first
omelet?
First of all, the only yolk is amazing to me. I'm like, that's a...
Is that what the celebs are doing?
No, that's a deviled egg. I don't think an only yolk omelet...
Only yolks.
I've never even heard
of
that.
Maybe that's why he's a little chunkier, if we're getting only yolk omelet.
Well, the only yolk was for his wife.
For the wife, and the wife is hot. I'm like, you're getting only yolk,
well,
bitch?
Well, she's eating two bites.
And he's going
to
eat the rest.
But why? Normally, when girls go to restaurants like that, they get egg white.
Right. I was also confused about the yolk part.
I was like,
this was me reading the article. Okay.
Yolk
only omelet.
That was me.
I stopped there. I
haven't stopped thinking about the yolk.
Me was the wife. I was like, James Corden's a bitch, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, yolks only.
And then my second thing I'm going to say is I worked at one of Keith McNally's restaurants. And Cafe Luxembourg.
Okay. Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I will say, like, celebrities don't act a fool there. Like, it's a really, like, old, established, John Hamm came. Like, all the celebrities came. And I'm a little shocked James Corden acted like that about this bar.
I think he's right.
I think that's what makes me think, like James Corden is fucking bad, dude. Yeah, if you're acting like that at that nice restaurant.
Yeah, he has anger issues, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because nobody acts a fool there. Like, even the celebrities are like, thank you so much. Because you take good care of them. Mm-hmm. And for the managers aren't trying to get anything out of it. Like, they didn't post it.
Mm. He probably has a type of anger where you have to say it. Mm. Also, you just have to say it.
He has a mask. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like karaoke funny guy. Yeah. Like, oh, with J-Lo. Yeah. He's like, came for tonight. And then he's at Balthazar throwing drinks at people.
More like Jim karaoke because you're the mask. Caroline, karaoke. What's next before we move on?
Lastly. Alaska snow crab season has been canceled.
Wait, this makes me sad.
A billion crabs have gone missing.
They're missing.
7 billion.
What?
It went from 8 billion
That's
to 1 billion.
That's one crab for every person on Earth.
It went from 8 billion to 1 billion.
Yes. And
you did the math.
Oh, 7 billion are missing.
Yeah.
And there's only 1 billion left.
Math. Yes.
But where did they go?
Math.
They just,
you know,
I think
the
they just, where did they go? Well, I was in Vegas this weekend. That's where they went. I was at the buffet. I was at the buffet eating all that mac and cheese with the crab legs on top.
Say goodbye.
And actually, I've had multiple seafood boils in the past month. Probably probably like five.
Maybe that's where they went. That's
in
where they
month.
Went.
Wow.
Maybe we're balling.
We actually,
damn,
I might
slide off that chair. On
my birthday, I didn't even tell. Did I tell you? I was so high on that last episode. People keep commenting on that video, like, Maddie do dabs or something? I think I was just really tired. I was really tired. But on my birthday, we did a crab boil. We did a crab boil in front of the bus.
Oh, that's...
With Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, I saw that on your story. That looks so good.
Fucking gas, too. Yes. The corn was, like, so much better than that place we went in Richmond. Shout out to the fucking crab pot or whatever it was called.
Crab cake.
They
or
put
crab
fucking
leaves.
Cloves in the seasoning for...
Ooh. That was nasty.
Horrifying.
We didn't eat it. That's how bad it was.
We said...
One more time. sounds like one of those.
DeWood got a plate of catfish and immediately pushed it to the side.
No, that's against his culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
So it was like pure fish. There was no cat.
No cat.
Wait, does that bring us to our first segment?
Yes.
Which is about seafood, right?
Yes. Oh, sick. Okay, so let's go to our first segment, which is called Let's Sync Up.
Sync Up.
So we're girls, so we always start to pod and try to get our fallopian tube tight and not. So we're going to ask a question to get us all shaking and grooving. The crabs are missing, and we know why. It's because I ate them
all. Ain't no crabs
Vegas.
Here. Clean.
Mm-hmm. I got crabs.
The crabs that's 2 years why. Clean. Okay. 2 years crabby. Clean from crabs.
Okay, well, let me say it again. The crabs are missing. We all know why. It's because I ate all of them in Vegas. So today's question is, what is your favorite kind of seafood?
Okay.
I like all, actually, except for sea urchin, because that shit tastes like manure and rich people. That's emperor's new clothes.
Never
shit.
Had that.
Sea it's urchin has the texture of like a soft shit, and the taste of cow manure. It tastes like cow, and it goes up. The taste goes up into your nose.
It's
so
very,
you feel like you just fell in a barn.
And why do people eat it?
It's expensive. It's rare. Some people actually like it. It's supposed to be umami, but it's not.
Oh, no. I think it's nasty.
And I told this one guy, I went on a date with a guy. I said, I got sea urchin, but it tasted like manure. And he gaslit me. He's like, you had some bad sea urchin. Had it again.
You could die from bad sea urchin.
Had it again. Same taste.
That's what they do us with the foie gras.
Fuck you, Mario.
Foie gras.
Oh, yeah. The foie gras
tastes like shit.
We went on out in D.C. with these fucking guys and they got us escargot and foie gras. Tasted like shit.
Tastes like shit.
Fuck you.
That's what people do to me about men. They're like, oh, how many men you slept with? I'm like, it's awful. One. They're like, you haven't had the right man. I'm like, shut up. No.
That was a sea urchin.
Yeah, it was a sea urchin. It's like manure.
You just haven't met the right man.
Yeah.
Shut up. They all taste like manure. So,
what's
Ashlyn,
your favorite? Okay.
Oh, my favorite? I don't know, dude. I fucking love a boil. I love like a boil with crab.
I love a boil with
crab, corn, potato, crawfish, shrimp. And lobster and the fucking butter and the seasoning.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me up. A little bread to soak it up too.
Okay, I'm so hungry.
I'm pretty hungry.
When we do food segments.
I'm pretty hungry. Like, when I had bread, I was like,
I love definitely. All of those.
Lemon butter.
Really, the only seafood I don't mess with, like, I'm over salmon, I think. Although sometimes it busses.
If it's sushi, it's good.
I'll take a raw salmon. I'll take a lox, but like the cooked salmon.
I'm over too.
Consistently lets me down. So
I also like salmon like super like crispy.
I like
I
crispy
do not
salmon.
Like it.
Yo,
like,
when it's just like a wedding salmon.
It's just
salmon.
Gray on the bottom.
The wedding salmon. Oh you're God. Eating it and you're
salmon
like.
Salmon look like my feet, just gray on the bottom.
Yo. That is so funny. Wedding salmon.
Yeah.
That is so.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about like a nice glaze, like crispy salmon. I'm talking about wedding salmon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That you're
over
eating it. It's fucking
bench.
Flicking off that shit. And you're like, it's Friday night.
You guys-
and you're like, I should be eating this on a Tuesday.
Wedding food is bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
You should just only drink.
Oh, it's
steak. Steaks on, it sucks too.
Yeah, you gotta do steak.
You should only drink. Sometimes a cocktail hour can fucking slam, but the entrees always suck.
Always suck.
They're meh.
Ashlyn, what's your favorite seafood?
I like lobster. I love a good lobster roll. Oh my, a lobster roll?
I'll eat six. I'll eat six.
Mayo. With mayo.
Oh, especially when they're little.
And they have like butter.
Oh
my God.
I like the butter. I also like the mayonnaise one, so I would alternate.
I like the mayo. For sure.
I like a lobster.
I like the butter only one.
Yeah, they're better, I think. They're butter. I
lobster
like a lobster
roll's your favorite
bisque.
Food.
Lobster roll, yeah. They're fucking I don't
they're
care
gosh.
Even $30 for this much. Don't care. Oh,
yep.
Don't care. With a nice side of
I'll get it from Pret. I don't give a fuck.
I'll get a lobster roll from Pret. Try
there
me.
There I said it.
Try
I'll
get me. It from a bodega.
There I said
there
it.
I said it.
That's where all the crabs are.
I will get a lobster roll and go puff. I do not give a fuck. I do not give a fuck. I
you
have
order a vape and you get a lobster roll. You're like,
yeah. I have stood in a Pret a Manger looking at the lobster roll and I said, I need to leave before I get anything.
I've literally gotten it. Well, I haven't gotten the lobster roll. I've gotten the salad.
But you look at it. It's
$18. I know what I'm like, can I?
I love a lobster. I like imitation crab, you know?
Yeah.
I like anything.
Mm-hmm. I like anything. I don't like fish, though. I don't eat like catfish. I don't eat like any. I only eat salmon. Mm-hmm. I don't eat cod.
I like cod.
I like cod.
Like sometimes fish and chips. A restaurant can have a nice buttery like cod yeah. that will change your life.
I like mussels.
Mussels
are my favorite.
Stuart likes mussels.
Mussels.
I like clams more than mussels. To be honest,
really? Do you like fried clams or
clams? No, just regular.
Yeah. oysters
we
love. J'adore.
What I love about oysters is the foreplay. Mm-hmm. You're like,
oh yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like,
some lemon.
Ready?
Yeah.
How do you like yours? What do you put yours on?
I think what I like more than oysters is just vinegar.
Yeah.
Because that shit feels so good.
And the radish, down. The horseradish is fucking good.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
Caroline, what's your favorite seafood?
Caviar. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, this bitch.
No, I'm kidding. Yolk
only. Yolk. Caviar.
My original was just like tuna.
I love
like a tuna salad.
Tuna
salad. I love tuna sandwiches. I love tuna melts. Mm-hmm. I love tuna wraps. Tuna on a bagel.
Tuna on a bagel.
Oh, I've never had really tuna good. On a bagel.
Really?
Tuna on a
bagel.
It's good. It's so good.
And I love tuna.
I like cold and hot tuna. Hot tuna melt and cold tuna. A cold tuna sandwich. A tuna with celery in the salad.
Yes.
The crunch.
Crunch.
A tuna melt with cheese.
Tuna is so in right now, and I'm like, I got bullied my whole childhood
me
for
too.
Having my little star kiss.
Yes. I know.
Me too. Oh,
and, and now every guy I know, tuna sandwich for lunch. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm having PB&J.
Yeah.
That's my favorite seafood.
I used to be so, but it was my favorite every time. I was like, but every time I got it for school lunch, it's so
satisfying.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember
sometimes it gets stuck in your throat?
Because do you guys remember little star-kissed kits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have like little
the power crackers.
They need to bring those back.
Yeah. They have them still.
Really?
In the grocery store. Yeah, go check.
I gotta go check.
I've never seen them.
They have
before.
Like a buffalo flavor too. I've had it.
Oh, I've never seen those.
I haven't been to a grocery store in years. I just go to the bodega.
I have them multiple in my head.
I basically just eat like cat food.
Literally.
The tuna
it's a little cat food. Wooden spoon.
Oh, boy.
I'm gonna go ahead and no one asked me.
Oh, I thought you said lobster.
Yeah, I thought you said lobster.
Yeah.
I thought you said lobster.
Oh, but I wanna call out one that hasn't been mentioned.
Okay, yeah.
That
okay.
is my low key favorite.
Okay. Wait.
Shrimp.
Oh, I love shrimp.
How did we forget about shrimp?
Well, I said about shrimp in the boil, but I love shrimp.
Any kind of shrimp is my queen.
What's your favorite kind? Cocktail?
King?
No, I like that bang bang shrimp.
Jumbo?
Jumbo.
Bubba Gump?
Bubba Gump.
You know what I like?
Bubba Gump.
Also, I'm going to say one more before we move on. You know what I like?
What?
What? Scallops. You do love scallops.
If they're good.
I love scallops, but when you order them, you get like three.
I know, and they're so hungry. I want 10. It's like ravioli.
Yeah.
It's like ravioli.
When they give you 4 ravioli, I'm like,
oh.
I know. You're like, on a flat plate.
No, it's not fun.
And it's just like 4 and they kind of like put them on top of each other. I'm like, it's 4.
It's
it doesn't
4.
Look any
it's 4.
And everyone else is eating their spaghetti and your plate is empty because you scarfed your 4 ravioli in 1 second.
It's an appetizer.
It's an appetizer.
That's an appetizer.
And your friends are like, you can have some of mine if you want.
The waiter should just walk around with the scallops for free at the restaurant.
I agree. They should. Oh my God, a restaurant where people walk around with things?
Wait.
It's like a
catered
party.
That's just an event.
Wait, a restaurant where like, two people who are in love like get married. Stay together forever and like people walk around
and there's a good band but not always the best salmon.
It's wait. Where there's a cocktail hour?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
You
I'm starting
fire.
A restaurant
and you have
I think
to
I might
go.
Call it
and
wedding.
You know it'll end in a divorce.
No, you're gonna call it weeding.
Weeding out the stone.
Weeding out the stone.
All right. Also, shout out to Squid Calamari.
Oh my God, a calamari.
Oh, I would use calamari as a cock ring.
I can't eat calamari unless it's the bread around it.
Oh yeah, there's variations going on around there. I need full breading. I need some banana peppers squirted in there.
Same.
And I need marinara.
Yeah,
yes.
Marinara.
Don't come out with aioli. I'll do the aioli, of course, but marinara classic.
Both.
I like the both. Aioli.
Aioli too.
Both.
Yeah. All right,
both.
The ruling is both.
Both.
All right, well let's move on. What do we got next?
Should we do our second segment?
Now I'm hungry and poor. All we talked about is expensive food.
Yeah, we did not mention tilapia. I'll tell you that much.
Don't eat tilapia.
Never buy 15 tilapia
Never
for
heard
a dollar.
Never heard of her.
I think every white girl probably has the frozen fish in her freezer that she never
From
touches.
Trader Joe's. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
It hasn't seen the light of day in years.
It has frostbite.
It has a family
in
there.
It's just white from the frostbite.
I have so much frozen fruit, vegetables, yep. fucking fish.
I've had Brussels sprouts in the freezer for 2 years now.
Frozen peas. By the time you take the fruits out, they're just more ice than fruits.
Yeah. Like, it looks like a discovery in the in Mount Everest.
A stone age. Ice pick.
Glaciers.
The mangoes have been found in the fridge of Maddie Smith from when she thought she was going to be a smoothie person.
The archives.
Oh, yes. Let's move on.
Okay. So our second segment is called Owning It. Right?
Own it, bitches.
We ready to own
it? I have one.
Mine is bad.
Mine's bad.
Okay. So I was in Vegas this weekend. Mm-hmm. You guys know me. If I black out, I will vomit everything up. Mm-hmm. Everything. It happened in front of Stuart. It happens in bathrooms. And then I can get back up and keep drinking.
But yeah. Everything will come out.
Right. Yeah. It happened twice this weekend in Vegas.
Always someone will come up to you and be like, there's throw up. Someone threw up all over your bathroom. And you'll just be like,
oh, my eyes are in different directions. I'm like, that's crazy. You want a drink? We're doing shots.
You want Fireball?
Yeah. I always. And it's because I black out so furiously. And then when I black out, that's when I start piling.
So your problem is you don't drink. Once you're blackout, you take sips of everything.
Yes. And that's where the
mixing. You do kamikaze.
Yes. I just blah, blah, blah. Whatever. What is that?
Yeah. And then
a guy's like shots. I'm like, okay, so there's no regulation of what's going into my body, so that's why I throw up.
Yeah.
And I'm also on Lexapro, and this weekend I did shrooms, so much alcohol, so much, so both nights I threw up. One was with I was with people at a casino, and it started. Thank God when I'm blackout I know to run to the bathroom, so I was running to the bathroom and I went like that on the way to the bathroom. I just kept running, and then
on
I
the
got
what?
Into
like
the bathroom
in the floor?
Yeah, on the carpet. And then I just kept running. God. And so I got away with it that first night, but the second night, guys, this is really bad. Okay, the second night I blacked out so hard. Didn't eat a lot that day, I don't think. Obviously, you know, I'm a festival queen. I'm a raver.
I'm a raver.
It's not the Renaissance Fair. You're not eating turkey.
I'm not eating turkey legs. So I was drinking. We drank Bloody Marys. So we're mixing everything. Oh. We're mixing olives, tomato juice, Tabasco, and then beers, cigarettes, because we're at the casino.
Right.
And Robbie and I, Stuart's boyfriend, Robbie and I did shrooms
Maddie
again
took care
that
of my
night.
Boyfriend.
So I have Bloody Marys,
and
beer.
Shrooms make you nauseous.
Yeah, I know. I think it's the shrooms both nights because the vomit was a lot. So I got there the whole night. I blacked out. Don't remember a thing. It wasn't until I was washing the blood off
my hands.
You guys,
the barf off my hands. I even knew they were dead.
Wait, this is a disgusting story. No one's ever going to want to date me after this. But it's kind of similar to Nashville when we threw up.
Yeah,
we threw up. But this time,
the second night, I went back to my hotel room. I had ordered room service earlier, so back in my hotel room, I had half like a Philly cheesesteak sandwich, cold clam chowder.
Oh my god!
And a berry cake. Leftover. So I think I get back. We had been smoking ciggies at Blackjack or Crafts until 5:30 a.m. All night I had been like, where's food? I need food. So my stomach is sloshing around. I get back to my hotel room. I pour all this food into my fucking mouth. Okay, fall asleep.
Oh my god, you have to be
careful. I remember, you guys, this is bad.
You have to sleep on your side.
I'm gonna die, I think. This is bad. All I remember is sitting up and throwing up on the side of my bed.
Like The Exorcist.
Yeah. No, literally. Literally. That's it. Like, all I remember is, and then I woke up at 11:30 that day, and I look up. I'm like, what happened? And then the smell hits me.
Oof.
Oh my god.
And I'm like, what's going on?
The clam chowder.
And I look to my, and I look down, and there's vom everywhere.
On your shoes.
My two new pairs of sneakers.
No, the black, brand new. The black Dunks and the
Adidas. And I remember
Adidas?
As I was throwing up, I was looking at the sneakers and I was like, go put them in the shower now. And I didn't. And 5 hours later or whenever I woke up, I looked at the sneakers. It was too late. And I just packed my shit and booked it.
Oh my
I left
God.
The sneakers and I bought them again.
Did they charge you?
Because I liked them so much. Yeah, because I got an email because I had already gotten my folio the night before. I got an email with an updated folio. I didn't even look at it. I was like, I don't even want to know. Just put it on my Amex and I'll.
Don't look.
So that's my owning it is I left the sneaker. I lifted it, and my pink bucket hat that I bought, my Klanger hat or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh.
Destroyed. Soaked. Like these. Dude, guys, if you saw.
I'm getting a headache.
It looked like someone poured curry on the ground.
What was the color of it?
Yellow.
It was like an orangey.
Oh, the orange throw up. I cannot.
So it looked. It was probably from the Bloody Mary the mixed berry. With the clam chowder. Yeah. I think it was the Bloody's mixed with the clam chowder.
And the berry cake.
It looked like fucking Masaman curry.
Oh my God.
You should have seen the bucket hat was like in there. Like, oh my God. Remember the Titanic when they bring the photographs from the Titanic and they wash the mud off of it?
Yes.
That's what it looked like. Coated like someone needed to spray. Look at these artifacts. That's what it looked like.
They're gonna have to change the carpet in the room.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, being a maid in Las
Vegas, they've seen so much worse. No,
that's what I said. She knocked while I was like looking at it, and I was like, I'll be out in five.
Also, they're lucky it was even yellow because one time in Vegas, I drank the red drinks,
and
my throw up was bright red. So it's like.
They should be so lucky.
They should be lucky.
So that's my owning it, and I apologize to
everyone.
You're
like, be right there. I didn't throw up or anything. I'm coming out.
I know it's really shitty. I just revealed myself to be a really shitty human being, but you know, this blacking out and vomiting so much is a part of my...
Who you are.
It's also just like, fuck, it happened again. And my... my flight was in an hour.
And you text me.
I forgot to mention that. So no, I couldn't fucking wash my sneakers off because I had to get to the airport. Ended up missing it, but got on a different one. So it turned out...
So what shoes did you wear?
Fine. I wore my fucking running shoes. I looked like a dork. I saw every comic I know in the airport. Couldn't even wear my cool sneakers. Thank God I had those though. Thank fucking God.
Wear heels.
Imagine I would go down to the fucking Caesar Palace
slippers. Yeah, hotel
right,
slippers.
Right.
I'm in my like healthy girl era.
Right.
Not healthy. I'm still blacking out constantly.
Right.
But showing up to the airport hungover is something I can no longer an adult do.
Yeah.
I can't go to the airport if I'm hungover.
No. I gotta drink again. I'll drink again. I'll just be drunk. No,
I would rather just keep drinking. Yeah.
I'll just drink totally. Again.
I am like, if I have a flight, like I can't drink the night before because it makes me so, being in the airport.
No, it's awful.
There's no air.
And your brain is like.
And your brain. And you're
waiting
in the line.
Like yelling constantly.
Oh my God. There's so many overstimulating things like babies, walking, people stopping where they are. Like rolly backpacks. Like, oh, is this the.
And you can never get enough water.
Literally. I'm like, I literally rush by. People are like, you need to bed. Because people. God.
And then these speakers are like, human trafficking is... I was like, shut up! You're not going to help anyone!
Oh, can someone traffic me home? Most of my time in airports is spent hungover.
Yeah. I'll be like, a martini, please.
I know.
I'll just go straight
just
through
blackout.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to get margaritas at the Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah. I've done that before at 10 a.m.
My only thanking grace is that the universe was on my side and has not had me projectile vomit in front of those comedians.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You know, Danino's was like endearing. That was like a Stuart's like no,
but
that
was more,
and it was also was kind of strangers.
And
was
Jared, you know what I mean? Try to tell the Danino's people like that they didn't really realize you got passed at the Comedy Cellar that night.
Right, we were celebrating.
So you actually left history. I'm not trying to be a yes man,
I think it was like a night. It was like a night.
Yeah.
What if I threw up in front of Colm and Lev?
Like also, you threw up on the floor. They could.
I know they're fine.
And I offered to clean
they're
it.
They're fine.
And drapes, which are cleanable.
No, she didn't throw up on
the
drapes.
That wasn't me. I will say that
I thought she did.
I do think this like intense blacking out needs to stop because I might get alcohol poisoning at some point. Right. You know what I mean?
Well,
like
this is right. You can't fall asleep. No, with the throw up.
I think every time it happens, the universe takes points away from me, and they're like, "Dude, we got to show you a lesson at some." Point and each time I think is supposed to be my lesson. The universe is like, okay, we'll ruin her sneakers. The universe is like, okay, we'll have her vomit.
They
in
need
a
to
casino.
Say take something large,
they
like
they
a foot.
They need a foot. They need to take like an arm, something
like a finger.
Yeah. Hit by a car.
No.
Okay.
Also, blacking out is like not the worst thing.
I know,
do.
But the way in which the universe has saved me. I'm like, I could, the way I've gotten home blackout from Ubered home.
But you're not people, the only one.
But the way I black out, like I'm not fully, like I don't remember a thing.
I do the same.
For 6 hours.
I've done the same. You're not
That's
the
why
only
you
one.
Like the thrillers. You're like, what did I do last night?
No, actually, I like thrills. I like
it's
Memento.
A murder.
Your life is a thrill.
I love when you black out and wake up the next morning and you're like, okay, I see a glove.
No,
a
hat, I see that.
A shoe.
And I see.
The vomit is red. I'm like expecting.
Yes.
I'm like, hmm.
Yes. And I have, and I don't really take a lot of photos when I'm drunk, so I never have any evidence.
See, I take so many photos
know,
when I'm
I have
drunk.
No photos.
My friend Denise always says that she's going to wear a body cam. Because she's like, I need a body cam when I go out because I need to know. One time she, I hope she doesn't get mad at me, but one time she woke up and there was like a big ass hickey on her tit.
Really?
And you just said her name.
Wait, I've woken up with hickeys, so I didn't know they were from.
Yeah.
I woke up with like bruises once. I was like, what is this?
No, those are hickeys.
Yeah. I woke up pregnant. It's crazy. Yeah. What are you guys going to own up to?
Full term.
What are you guys going to own up to?
Mine's not a full own. Mine's just like sort of an embarrassing story, but also slightly an own. Mm-hmm. So do you guys use a vibrator?
Yes.
Do you?
We're not at the Patreon yet, and I'm a lady.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You do with Kate, but no, I'm kidding. What about you, Caroline?
I bought one and never
use it. Okay.
Yeah, and I realized I didn't buy a good one. I was like, I'm over this. I don't want
to. Why wouldn't you use it? They're so fun.
I love my vibrator.
I tried once and I'm like, this isn't working.
Really?
For me.
I love my vibrator. I use it all the time.
I know. I was like, maybe I'm doing it wrong. I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, I can't really
YouTube
get it.
YouTube it.
I think you don't have a clit.
You had a YouTube like me with the gua sha. I'm like, how do you do this? Okay.
Maybe your clit is in your elbow like me.
Yeah, you just put it right on.
Yeah, you just
yeah,
go.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I think it was just the kind I got was like dumb. There are better kinds.
Right. You can borrow mine.
Sure.
I have four. Okay. So I have a vibrator.
Okay.
I live with roommates.
You put it in the fridge?
No.
Okay.
Oh my God.
You left it in the bathroom?
Is that a good idea? No.
Wait, why do you put it in the fridge?
No, I was trying to guess at what she did.
I don't like a cold.
You know how when you put like cereal in the fridge, you accidentally put your dildo in the fridge?
The only thing I like about a dick is that it's warm. I can't get a cold dick on there.
Oh.
So I live with roommates, so it's hard to have a masturbation schedule.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, don't you want to masturbate at like 3 sometimes? Or like
whenever
4?
You want, yeah.
Sometimes you're like hungry and you're like, I'll masturbate instead. Mm-hmm. Basically,
to kill the hunger.
Basically, I didn't really think either. I always thought that my roommates weren't home when I was using it, or I will turn my like air purifier on and my TV on.
They can hear you?
I didn't think they could. And? I never thought so that any happened? Of my roommates could ever hear me. So the other night, my roommate is drunk and we're like joking because the guy and we're like mean to each other. Like we're always like, shut up. Right. Being like jokey mean. And he was talking about Lord of the Rings. And I'm like, ew, how could you watch Lord of the Rings? That's fucking disgusting. I hate that.
Go off.
And he just goes out of nowhere. He goes, you masturbate while you're watching Vanderpump Rules.
Oh,
oh my God. He goes, you masturbate to Vanderpump Rules. He just said it as an aside. And I was like, and I didn't even respond to the comment. I was so embarrassed. My face turned bright red. And I kind of just went back in the kitchen. I was like, I'm not masturbating to Vanderpump Rules. Obviously, I'm like,
you're like, let me explain myself.
I'm like, right. I'm turning it on so you can't hear the vibrator. Right. Clearly, they could hear me.
Were you moaning and groaning too?
No, I don't moan. I'm not like,
you're silent.
I only moan as a Meryl Streep for the man.
Yeah. Right, right.
To act.
I do it for myself because, you know.
You like it? Yeah. Alone?
I tie myself up.
With the plants. Okay.
I tie myself up and then I call Uber Eats and tell them, come on in.
And I don't know who knows or what. Like,
oh, could you help me out? I've been stuck here for days. Put the burrito in my mouth and put your dick in my pussy.
The Uber Eats guy's like, prove to me you're sober. You're like, oh, I've been here for years. Sober as a church mouse. You guys, isn't that so embarrassing?
But also like whatever.
I'm choosing to be like whatever.
You have to be like whatever.
They think I was masturbating to Vanderpump Rules.
They were just joking.
And it was never even Vanderpump Rules. It was like Southern Charm.
Oh. He's just making a joke.
And he's gay, getting it
off. And he's gay.
Yeah.
So it's like gay.
And they do gay shit.
They're out there doing poppers left and right.
Poppers are giving me an insta headache. Oh my God.
Oh, they are not literally good for the brain.
Yeah. Insta headache.
So isn't that embarrassing though? But that's my own.
But it relaxes you.
So
relaxes your muscles.
So now I'm like scared. I like haven't touched the vibrator in years.
Now just do it. That's it. Like it's over. The fear of them knowing is over. They already did, so you have nothing else to fear.
Next time they hear,
seriously, it's more on him for saying it. That's like rude and inappropriate.
Also, I really thought I always did it when no one was really home or everyone was like asleep.
Yeah,
but I guess not.
How loud is your vibrator?
I think it's loud. That's the drama because I think it's that good.
Yeah,
and it's like
it sounds like a sanitation truck. Hammer. You know what a sanitation truck is like? But like
if you can hear. If you can hear it over the Vanderpump Rules, I mean, it's loud, honey.
It sounds like a car factory.
Like, literally.
Sounds like a fax machine.
Wait, Caroline, pull up, like, factory noises.
Sound off. It plays music. It plays It's a Small World After All.
It's a small world after all.
So that's my tea.
Wow. Well, wow, that's hilarious. He should own it too because
he was listening at the door.
Yeah, he wasn't listening at the door.
I should have been like, you creep.
Yeah, she was probably loud.
You should have said, I bet you liked what you heard.
Well, the gays don't use vibration. They use the dildo.
They don't have a clit.
Well, they use just like a straight fucking big ass dildo.
Because they don't have clit.
With no vibrating factor. Right. My vibrator. Ding, ding. There's 10. There's children working in there.
Forklifts. Or a forklift. Forklift operator.
There's children covered in soot. Please, sir. Can I get off the ship line
today?
All
hands on deck to make Stuart come.
It's like the newsies. They're up at 6 a.m. selling the papers, covered in soot.
I've cut my thumb. I don't care. You're fired. But my mother needs a quarter every week.
One of them's getting slow, and they're like, get the lad out of your pants. Let's go.
Ashlyn, what are you owning up to?
I have nothing to own up to.
Wow.
Bitch, own up to something.
Own up to the fact
you don't use a vibrator.
Yeah. Or that you lied. Or that you just lied. Own up to that. That you just
lied.
Every
girl uses a vibrator. If you don't,
then do.
Then do.
I'm not going to yell at you. Just do. Because it's awesome. And then once you come, you're like, oh, I don't need no man. And that it's like food. It's like the same thing. You know, you're like, I don't know what to get. And you eat the thing and you're like, okay, I could have, anything would have been fine.
Yeah.
I have something else to say on the Patreon.
Okay. Caroline, go ahead.
Owning up? When I went to water your plants,
I have nothing to own up.
I water them at night and I realized it's not good.
Why is that not good?
Because it just sits there? Really worried that your plants are going to be all dead.
Is that bad?
I looked it up after. I didn't think anything of it.
I did not. Why? Because of sunlight?
Yeah. And they're like, it's not good.
She's going to throw up all over them next week.
That too.
I asked how they were.
It's really fine. I'm a really bad plant.
I'm bad. Mom,
I have, because this motherfucker got burned by the radiator, and I was just like, and I looked at him and I was like, "Why were you sitting there?
He is crispy.
Why didn't you move?
He is well done.
Looks like he just came home from Aruba.
maybe he was trying to kill him. See if he felt anything anymore.
He was, and I blamed him for it.
He was just acting out because you left him.
I know. They all act out. They come home, they're pouting. Okay, fine. I'll get fake plans then.
He's like, I'll burn myself, mother.
Okay.
They're self-harming.
They are self-harming.
Yeah, but
this one's trying to jump out the window.
That one's fucking dramatic. I tried to hang himself every day.
It's not a long jump. Don't do it.
Don't do it. I'm just going to put you back in here and neglect you even more.
They try to escape.
Every plant in here is a child called Ed. So you water them at night? I didn't realize that was bad. So I feel like if most people don't know that and we all have plants, then I think we're fine, right?
Yeah. Right? I didn't know that. And I will always... Did you legit Google,
is it bad to water plants at night?
Well, I came here... I got here pretty late.
Producer!
Later than I thought. I was like... And then when I got here, I was like, wait. I did Google it. And I was like... I was on the way home and I was like, is it bad? Because I don't think I have.
Why? Because they can only... They have to do it at the same time as the sun?
I guess, I think if you have lingering water, it can breed bacteria.
I don't think they'll have lingering water.
I think they drank it up. They were like, we'll take anything you got.
They drank it up.
I was like, I'm sorry.
They drank it up.
They drank it up. You know those half-size water bottles? Those stupid fucking half-size water bottles?
Stupid.
Every time on Wild and Out, like between takes, we're like, can I have a water? They bring out these fucking...
Oh, I hate the little chodes.
I hate those.
I feel like I'm on a field trip in elementary school.
Me too.
I
hate those.
I hate the chokes.
When they first came out, the aquapods, remember? Yeah. Everyone thought they were so cool. I would rather drink tap water from a bathroom out of a Dixie cup.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Same. I would rather not use a cup and put my mouth on it.
I would rather use a little cone, like a dentist's
office. Those fucking cones. The water is so cold in those.
I love rinsing. Feels so good.
They're like, especially you can spit it out. I'm like, no, a champion swallows.
Yeah, right.
But it's gritty, and then you rinse it out, right. And it's clean.
Oh my god. Okay, well, I guess if Ashlyn has nothing to own up to,
I'm sorry.
We'll move on.
You have nothing to. Are you really gonna do us like that?
I have nothing to own. I mean, so I came on here and was like, I forged my mom's like ID, and you guys were like, Ashlyn, that is bad.
You guys yelled at me. The IRS is watching.
They are.
No, she fixed it. They like messaged her. And she was like, okay, here.
They messaged her on Facebook.
Yeah. Right. They DM'd her. Uh-uh. They DM'd her on Insta.
Hello.
They poked her on Facebook.
This is the IRS. We are in need of your social security number.
Yo, the IRS will find you.
SNL.
I'm like, oh, it's a Hollywood number. Hello.
This is your credit card company refusing to swipe your credit card. Send us your birthday.
Okay. Send us your social security.
Does that mean I booked the role?
Shall we move on?
Sure. Stuart, you got any speed dating?
Speed dating. Right. Now, this question, it really took me like 10 times to read it before I realized what it said. But here's what it says. Okay. As one of the male listeners of the podcast, heyo.
Oh, a male listener.
Maddie was cracking me up last week when she revealed she refuses to watch any movie that takes place in space.
We were talking about that. I said underwater. I don't like space or underwater movies. I went on a whole rant. They pissed me off.
Remember
I don't
remember that.
I don't like did space or underwater out? Either.
No, I was talking alone, I think. I think it was this. We stopped recording.
She was
I was like, I'm such a bad
I was just
guest.
Saying, I don't like underwater. I don't like movies where people are stuck underwater. I don't like people. Space. I don't like.
I'm not watching Interstellar. No,
I'm not watching Interstellar. I don't like Castaway. It stresses me out. Waterworld. No.
I'm like, what could the plot be? Just that man.
It is just that man. Just
around.
Watching him pick up sticks, fight with a volleyball.
Everyone's
no, thank
like,
you.
Interstellar's great. I'm like, I don't want to watch him. Just
I don't want to watch him. Yeah. I will watch Mean Girls for the 80th time.
Yeah. I will watch Princess Diaries 2. Incredible
bells,
film.
100th time.
For the 100th time. Incredible film.
I will watch the special features of Princess Diaries.
I will watch the fucking DVD Blue credits Bird. That just like do 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 and the thing the crown just bounces
over and over.
Okay,
over and over
my
again.
Question for each of you is, realistically, is there a luxury brand item a significant other could purchase for you in order to convince you to watch all 37 Marvel movies and series in chronological order? That's 100 hours.
I didn't know that's how many Marvel movies
of content. Thanks for taking my question.
Okay, so what's the question again? I heard Marvel. I zoned out.
I know.
You said never.
Yeah. Is there if you were with someone and they were like, you have to watch 37 Marvel movies, what would it take? Is there something that could get you to do that?
Every single Marvel movie.
A hard cock and a commitment to me.
Oh.
I would, or pick me.
Maddie's like, I'm a simple gal. I just want love.
Yeah. Are you asking like, if we dated? Like if you were my boyfriend?
Yeah.
Would you want, or
because you
are
hate you it so much.
I'm not a huge Marvel person. I could obviously watch it. Don't get me wrong. But I don't like the Marvel.
If you're
I don't
high
like
enough,
stuff.
You can watch it.
But you can't be high. You have to be dead sober and tied up. And you have to, your eyes are
and then the Uber guy
like,
walks in.
And like I'm watching Marvel.
Tied up.
For the 800th hour in a row.
I'm tied up watching Jason Momoa. Slide into the TV and break it.
So okay. I think the last one I watched was with my ex during quarantine, the Avengers or something. I didn't realize how many people were in the movies. Paul Rudd, like all these people.
Yeah.
What would it take? So what's the question? What would it take for what? A boyfriend?
I would if someone
was
so
like,
nice.
Like if you're the girlfriend and he wants to watch all of them in chronological order, like he wants to go through it, like what can he buy you that you're like, okay, yeah, let's do it.
A gun.
A gun.
Every time it's bad,
do you need
like,
anything? A gun. I don't know. I money.
Yeah,
like I would, apartment.
Maybe
like,
just maybe
or anything.
That's
bad.
A big ask. Yeah. I don't
maybe
have
just
a lot of
pay
time.
Me to do it. Like 37 right. movies,
times
100
what?
Hours.
Or like, so like something sexual.
Movie. I would love a Chanel purse. So if Chanel someone purse. Was like, I will get you a Chanel purse if you watch 37 Marvel movies, I'd be there with
okay.
popcorn.
I would take a Tesla then.
Tesla. Okay.
If we're saying what we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's if what I don't think it. That's in this man's, within this man's, I think he's thinking like flowers. You know what I mean?
I think he's
but
thinking
that's what
like
it would take for me because I don't
Sephora
have a lot of free time.
Gift card.
Sephora gift card.
Yeah, it'd be a lot.
I don't
dude.
Have a lot of free time and I
well,
have a
guys,
lot of books that I need to get to.
I would want a full death row gorgeous meal
gorgeous.
Each movie.
Like the brunch from a princess, a little yes. princess. Remember when the Indian dude fucking
and if we had to do
tea.
It all in a row, I would need, yeah, I would need tons of like wine.
Yeah, it would need to be
caviar service.
I don't think it's in a row. I think he just means like in that it's impossible to do that. You're gonna like die.
Well, unless you have like a movie night every night and watch one, like that's all you're watching.
Maybe he's just saying I want to do this.
Yeah, what mm-hmm. if you had to take 37 nights off? I guess a Tesla.
I'm like, you better yeah, bring Tesla. The GoPuff. You gotta have the snacks. You gotta have the comfy
Tesla,
couch.
Unlimited GoPuff and unlimited Panera Bread
and a nice purse. Get
and
a nice purse.
I'll take a nice purse. And then I also would like, oh gosh, I don't know. I didn't think you would ask. Probably like a record deal. We're thinking big.
Not a record deal.
Stop thinking small, think big.
Yeah. I would want to produce a rap song.
Yeah, I would want to produce a full album. Wait, you know what would be cool if we did a whole album, but a different genre of music for every song?
Wow.
Like, I call
I definitely have an album in me.
We diff. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
I've already written a few country songs. Hungover.
In the airport.
Yeah.
I wonder how, what do they sound like?
Sitting at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wonder why my brain's coming in.
Wondering why I have another wedding to go to.
Literally.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride. Always a
bride. Oh my God, can I say something?
Sure.
There is nothing more humiliating on literal earth than being a girl trying to catch the bouquet.
Oh.
When they make you do it.
Oh.
Wait, I haven't been to none of the weddings I've been to. Yeah. Have done that.
They all have. They all do it.
They all have. You were just in the bathroom smoking your stizzy because they fucking do it and they push you out. Like, I was sort of like, I'm in a relationship. I don't need to catch
them. No, totally. They make all the girls come. They make all the girls come. That's probably why they didn't ask
one
me.
One girl does a full.
Because I know you wear a tux to weddings.
One girl does a full LeBron and snatches it out of the air.
No, right.
And then the men just like stand around like,
Yeah, they stand there with their hands in their pockets. Like, look at what the girls do. Fuck you, bitch. I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask to catch a bouquet.
I would watch 37 Marvel movies before I caught the bouquet.
Exactly. Yeah. Before I caught the... I think I don't participate. I usually stand in the corner with a beer.
I try to like just look cool, but they push you out.
I know they do.
They make you. Like, I try to hide from it because I'm better than this. I'm from New York.
No, that shit is stupid. Like, what is it like? It's pick me.
I'm trying to catch the ring for our record deal.
It's so pick me.
I mean, it's not pick me. I think it's the opposite of pick me, right?
It's the opposite of pick me.
Pick me is what we do, which pick is, me say, is like we don't like, do like, that.
I don't care about
pick me is us drinking beers at the wedding with the dads.
Yeah, that's me talking about cancel culture. Meanwhile, I have a Pinterest board of engagements.
Pick me is like what you think people want from you.
Pick me is like you're a girl trying to do cool guy things. Yeah. So wanting a wedding is not
pick
a cool,
me is being yeah.
Pick me is being Maddie like, drinking Bud Lights and playing craps.
Yeah,
you're a guy's girl.
Like wearing like sneakers
and throwing up.
But
on
it depends
sneakers.
If you like doing that. That's not pick me.
Yeah, if you're like, oh no, I'm not trying so hard, and then you get it.
As a woman, you need to only like Princess Diaries 2 and Flowers.
Pick me is why I have no interest in the South because you think like that. That's
no, I think you just don't know what pick me means.
No, I was thinking pick me like you know the type, you know the kind of girl that's like, oh, I'm like, oops, like she was pretending like she wasn't trying to get it, but then she gets it, and I'm like strong arms you.
Pick me is not the girls who are like, of course I'll do it.
Yeah. No,
that's
pick,
a girl.
No, pick me
that's
is
a regular girl.
Pick me to me is like the girl. To me, it's like the girl that like is like, oh, I don't want to do it, but then she's like the one in the middle being like, rah! Like she like grabs it. Like it's so pick me like to do it. I guess
to me, more pick me is being like, I'm too cool for that.
Yeah, that too.
That's the definition of pick me. Yeah. Is like I watch like a girl I'm pretending.
Pretending though, that's the thing. I think pick me is about pretending.
Agree. Yes.
No, pick me is standing out from other girls because you don't do inherently girly things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm screaming about pick me girls. Now I'm becoming
one. No, pick me, I actually had a full fight with one of my college friends.
I will fight with you
on
this.
I don't know what pick me means. And I'm like, do you read the New York Times?
Not knowing what pick me is pick me.
Yeah.
She is a pick me. She's a number one pick me.
What are you girls talking?
I don't know what that is. I don't like celebrity culture.
The cut?
Okay.
I don't know.
What's the cut?
No, I don't read. No, sorry. I read Deadline. Or I read Deadspin. I read Barstool.
I read Total Frat Move.
Yeah. A
woman who claims or acts as if she is unlike most other women in order to gain attention from men.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like standing on the side while the girls are like
but
the thing is you're not doing that because
I am doing that for male attention.
For male attention, you are doing that.
I'm doing that to look cool. Yeah
it's Ashlyn, like that hat you have on.
Everything we do is for male attention.
Everything I do is for male attention.
We are straight women.
Everything
it's
I
true.
Am
it's true.
Let's move on.
Okay,
that's your answer, Marvel movie. Caroline, what's in your corner?
Okay.
Should we do? Are leave. We switching
female
to,
equivalent of a
yeah? Let's switch to Patreon. I thought you were had to leave.
That was yesterday.
Oh,
are you kicking me out?
No,
I was thinking. I
thought you
were
this whole time.
That was Tuesday.
Where can we find you guys?
Picking.
I'm gonna say
picking.
What time? In an hour. I think we're a little over an hour.
Okay, so go.
You can find me chilling in Maddie's clam chowder for a day in the
bruh. Go
like a little fly.
Oh. Like a jacuzzi.
in her bucket
it's bubbling, hat. It's bubbling. I'm like, I hope she never comes home. And then she comes home at 4 a.m., eats me and throws me up. That was gross. But
I'm not
being
it.
Pick me.
Happy Halloween. All right, Ashlyn.
Is this a Halloween episode?
No.
I think next week.
Yeah, next week.
Next week, we should dress up.
Yeah.
Let's dress up.
Because it's
like
on
we did
Halloween.
Last year. We should wear that Grim Reaper outfit.
Let's dress up.
Okay, where can we find you?
You can find me.
Not using a vibrator.
Not owning up to any of your shit.
You can find me being totally perfect and not making any mistakes.
Okay. You can find me. You can find me not catching the bouquet at a wedding.
Damn, that was hot.
Yeah. And you can also find me eating a tuna melt.
I was going to say you could find me in some Alaskan crabs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You could find me in
wait, but actually, where did they go?
Only egg yolks from now on.
Where, yeah, I'm gay.
They went to warmer weather. They migrated.
Oh,
or
I they
died.
Just disappeared.
They died. I think both.
Really?
Maybe they went to the Bermuda Triangle.
Well, there's...
fishing.
They're lost like in Castaway.
Yeah.
They're like, Wilson.
Castaways.
We are castaways.
I forgot about that.
Me too.
You can find me going to Canada to order weed on fucking
Uber Eats.
It's probably so expensive.
You get
pick
there,
up,
you just
come
right
one
back.
Joint for 30 fucking Mooney Toonies. Anyway, I think that's our time.
Caroline?
So see you guys please? Next week.
Bye.
Yeah. Is that it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I'm hungry.